Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In 2015, a group of workers achieved a milestone for New Bedford's indigenous Mayan community. 65 of them successfully voted to unionize the tire recycling plant where they work. But 6 years later, at a time when high-profile labor strikes have redirected attention toward the power of American unions, the workers still don't have a contract. Their immigration status has complicated their efforts to access protections in labor law. Reporting for our editorial partner, The Public's Radio, Ben Burke has the story.
The conveyor belts at Bob's Tire spin day and night, adding shredded rubber to piles that rise like hills above the surrounding houses. Until this month, the business employed more than 60 men, most of them from a rural province of Guatemala. Bob's Tire is a place immigrants from this region know they can find a job, and maybe a few for their relatives, too. Recently, though, that arrangement has started to fall apart.
I need him to get off the property. Yeah. So now okay. I'm going to sit there. Okay. I'm going to cuff him. Okay. Just to sit there.
This is from a video of a New Bedford police officer leading a handcuffed worker off the company's property. It was taken on October 25th by a freelance journalist named Gerardo Beltran. The officer eventually uncuffs the worker, who's named Alfredo Mateo. In another video from the same morning, Mateo tells Beltran that he was arrested during a work stoppage inside the company's gates.
I have the right to protest. They're paying me a miserable $13.50 per hour. I'm asking for a right to vacation and time for breaks during the day. We don't have anything.
Even though he's technically a temp worker jointly employed by another company, Mateo says he's been full-time at Bob's Tire for 8 years. He still earns the minimum wage. At least he did until last month, when management at Bob's Tire fired Mateo and the roughly 25 other workers who joined the protest. Juan Ishkuna is one of them. He says they were fighting for more than a wage increase. There's been a series of sexual assaults at Bob's Tire, he says, involving a co-worker who gropes employees from behind in front of their boss. Ishkuna speaks a mix of Spanish and an indigenous Mayan language called Quiche.
If we tell the boss, he just laughs at us.
Ishkuna says the company's owner, Bob Bates, also laughed at him when he cut himself on the job, pulling a metal wire out of a tire he was breaking down into parts. He says Bates times workers when they go to the bathroom and shows other signs of disrespect.
During the years that I worked here, he never called me my real name. He gives nicknames to people. Mine is Boo Boo.
Bates didn't respond to questions about Ishkuna's allegations. His daughter, Suzanne Beauchemin, declined to comment on behalf of the company. Their employees aren't the only ones raising issues about working conditions, though. Neighbors complain that piles of rubber sometimes catch fire, making it hard for people to breathe. Bob's Tire is also in the process of paying $18,000 in settlements for workplace safety violations. Those working conditions are part of what employees wanted the power to change when they voted to unionize 6 years ago. WBUR reporter Simone Rios interviewed a Bob's Tire worker in 2015 about the decision to join the United Food and Commercial Workers. The worker's name is Domingo Ventura.
We're not going to hurt the company. We're going to put the company in its place and make it respect us.
Their successful union drive was seen as a potential starting point for organizing other businesses that use Mayan temp workers, like the city's 24 seafood processing plants. It was celebrated as a first for New Bedford's indigenous Mayans.
So being in a union in Guatemala meant a death sentence.
That's Lisa Naur, a UMass Dartmouth professor who's written about the history of New Bedford's Maya community, which now includes several thousand families.
So really, it takes a lot of courage to kind of overcome that history and to say that they wanted to organize.
Naur also keeps a close eye on the anti-union resistance Mayans face at their jobs in New Bedford. She volunteers with the Centro Comunitario de Trabajadores, also known as CCT, a nonprofit whose mission is to help immigrants fight workplace injustice.
The owner of the company, he would come to work wearing a hat with the initials ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, threatening to call immigration on the workers.
Once the union was federally recognized, Naur says Bates refused to negotiate with the workers. He also took away their Christmas bonus, which prompted the union to file a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. It's one of 25 unfair labor charges the union brought against Bob's Tire, most of them claiming Bates has been refusing to bargain in good faith. But 6 years in, the workers still don't have a contract, and the United Food and Commercial Workers didn't send a representative to last month's protest. Neither the company nor the union has responded to repeated requests to comment for this story.
La unión los abandonó.
The union abandoned them.
Los abandonó. Esa es la realidad.
This is Adrián Ventura, the director of the CCT.
Y los abusos sigue.
And the abuses continue, worse and worse and worse and worse.
The union filed another complaint with the National Labor Relations Board 3 days after the protest. This one claims Bob's Tire broke the law by firing workers for protected activity. Experts say the union has a persuasive case. Wilma Liebman is a former member of the NLRB who teaches law now at George Washington University.
Generally speaking, of course, workers do have a right to engage in work stoppages, and they are protected from being discharged for that.
But even if the union wins the case, Liebman says the NLRB has been stripped of its power in workplaces like Bob's Tire.
The complication with undocumented workers is that the Supreme Court, in a decision some years ago, said that the NLRB does not have the authority to either order undocumented workers back to work or to have the employer pay them back pay. It's a right without a remedy. So it's a kind of illusory right.
As the case begins what could be a years-long journey through the NLRB, Ishkuna says the CCT is sending him free groceries. He gets rice, maseca, and beans every week. Ishkuna says it's enough to feed his family while he looks for another job. The nonprofit has started a GoFundMe to help workers with other expenses.
I'm looking for a job now. I pray to God I find one.
Their other appeal for help through the American legal system is in the hands of local law enforcement. Adrián Ventura says New Bedford's police chief rebuilt some trust with workers from Bob's Tire by personally meeting with them after his officers handcuffed two workers at the protest. On Friday, a police spokesperson said the department is seeking a criminal charge against the Bob's Tire employee accused by his co-workers of sexual assault. For WBUR, I'm Ben Burke from the Publix Radio.